Productions. Sucker Punch is a small company, started in 1998. First game was Rocket Robot on Wheels, the Nintendo 64.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. I never played it. I came along in the Sly Cooper years, the Sly Cooper series for PS2. Sly Cooper was a thieving raccoon, and he had some sidekicks, Murray the Hippo and Bentley the Turtle. And actually, Sony's releasing the Sly Cooper collection, I think, this Christmas, so check that out if you haven't played it. If you haven't played it, it's HD now, so I'm going to get a copy. I'm excited. And then we went from there. When PS3 came out, our next game was Infamous. Which we got the shirts, so you can tell we're here to hawk it today. Infamous was a hero story. It was an origin story of Cole McGrath. Cole was a bike messenger in Empire City. And after a horrific explosion, of which he was one of the only survivors, he found himself with the ability to control electricity and manipulate it, kind of like I'll do to anyone who videotapes this. This is the story of my life, actually. And so he was a superhero. The story of Infamous is him cleaning out Empire City, defeating the gangs that were controlling the area. And at the end of Infamous, he's basically a superpowered character, either a villain or a hero. So that's where we end up at the beginning of Infamous 2. And we're going to show you one of the signature storytelling techniques from Infamous was the 2D kind of hand-drawn cutscenes. Which we love. So we're going to show you, they're coming back for Infamous 2. We're going to show you right now the first cutscene from Infamous 2 called Welcome to New Marais. He doesn't have what it takes because he meets a new enemy called the Beast. The Beast was foretold a little bit in Infamous, and basically Cole gets his ass kicked. He's a superhero, yes, but not strong enough. So Infamous 2 is kind of the story of him going to New Marais, as you saw in the trailer there, and figuring out what he needs to do to amp up his powers, because he knows the Beast is coming after him. He's going to have to face him again, and he needs to be ready. So let's go, we're going to show a little bit of Cole McGrath, the hero of our story. If you've heard any of the press from Infamous 2, you've probably heard about Cole McGrath and how people hate how he looked. Hated how he looked. It was kind of our philosophy in making Infamous 2 was to leave no stone unturned. Meaning, when you're making a sequel to a game, it's easy to look at what you did in the first game and say, let's just do the same thing, that worked well. And we really wanted to fight against that, to make sure that we didn't miss any opportunities for improvement. So when we were approaching the character design for Infamous 2, we knew that the game would take place in a warmer city. New Marais is kind of like a New Orleans, southern warm climate. We knew that Cole having a jacket didn't make sense, so we got rid of the jacket. We knew that we wanted to work on the melee, the hand-to-hand combat of the game, and improve on it, so we gave him a weapon, which would be on his back. So we knew that these changes would come for the character. We changed his hair color, we changed his shirt color, and that ended up being a bridge too far. Our fans rose up on the forums in force and marched to our gates and said, you've gone too far. So it was kind of a disappointing thing, but at the same time, it's people saying, hey, we love the character from the first game, we're really attached to him, we want to continue it on forward. So, all right, here we are. You are looking at the final, the one and only Cole McGrath. Yes, Cole McGrath. Talking about his clothes. This isn't a fashion show. I mean, you guys want to see gameplay, so I will say, we worked a lot on the rendering. We did a lot of work to get his hair looking right. We did a lot of work. He's got a scar on his face from his battle with the Beast. We changed the proportions to make him look more realistic and make it look better for parkour, so there's a lot of work gone into this, and we're pretty happy with it. And the fans are happy too, so win-win.